Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 8 of the National Football League season begins tonight with the Vikings and Chargers, a game you can hear Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's head out to the Window Nation Fan guest hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Lamar Jackson practiced limited yesterday. It sounds like he'll be listed as limited again today. But it seems like he's trending to play on Sunday. They play the Bears at home and then at the Dolphins on Thursday. Can the return of Lamar Jackson jumpstart their season?
Well, they can't win without him. That's clear right now. Mm-hmm. So Cooper Rush, Hundley, I mean, they're not going to win without him. And they're right now they're deep in the crypt and they're kicking sand on him and and burying him. And it's hard to come out of 1-5 as it is, but they have to beat Chicago this week. And so I believe Lamar has to play. I know it's a short week. You get Miami, that should be, in theory, a win. But if they're going to come out of this, they need him on the field. It's like Cincinnati last week. If Joe Flacco doesn't go out there and do what he did against Pittsburgh, their season was over. They've got hope. And so Lamar goes out there this week, and they can find a way to beat the Bears. There's hope, but if they get to 1-6, this season's over.
I know that the transitive properties don't always hold in the NFL, like because this team did this to that team and then that team couldn't do this to that team. Right. Maybe it says more about the other team, but like around here, Baldy, it was hard not to be staying up real late Monday night, watching that Houston Texans offense look like hot garbage again, thinking, my God, these guys before the bye week came into Baltimore and filleted them until they ran up the score enough that they finally took the quarterback off the field. Like, it was hard for me not to watch that thinking, my God, like that might be the biggest indictment of the Ravens defense yet, because they're going against McDonald, right? They're going against the real thing of what they're trying to get back to. And he hadn't won at home in forever. And they suffocated those dudes from the first drive on. Meanwhile, the Ravens couldn't get off the field against them.
Well, I mean, that's true, Jason, but I don't know what Mike McDonald, what he was doing with the defense. Your entire starting defensive line is out.
Yeah.
Always traded, Broderick Washington, Matabike, Robinson. I mean, if you took Leonard Williams and, Byron Murphy and, John Reed, if you took them off that Seattle defensive front, I'm sure CJ would have had a whole lot more, success. So, I mean, it's tough sledding. Nobody wants to make excuses, but, I mean, if you're not good in the trenches and you're minus Ricard and Stanley on offense and you're, there is no replacement for what Ricard does in the run game. So, they're just not going to be very good. And if you take the best player in the league, Lamar, off the field for 2 weeks, you're going to score, whatever they've scored in the last 2 weeks, 13 points. It's just the way this league is right now.
I'm talking with Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. We were talking about this earlier, Baldy. The Bears have 15 takeaways in their last four games. Have you been impressed by this Bears defense?
I have. I mean, the takeaways are significant. I mean, I don't know when's the last time the Bears led the league in takeaways, but they're so far out in front right now of just turnover ratio because they're not turning the ball over. So, you know, they're winning these games and on this four-game win streak because of that. And it was significant. I mean, on the second play of the game, Montez Sweat got the ball out of Spencer Rattler's hands and he recovered a fumble and scored. And, you know, Kevin Byard leads the league in interceptions right now with four. So, Nashawn Wright has stepped in for, you know, Jalen Johnson and played great at the right corner. So, but Dennis Allen's a quality defensive coordinator. He's got those guys, you know, it's not like they have a great pass rush. They don't.
No.
It's a weakness of theirs. But they're getting their hands on footballs. T.J. Edwards got the ball in ones, and Tremaine intercepted one last week. They're in the passing lanes right now. And when you tip balls in this league, you come down with a lot of interceptions, and they've got 11 of them right now.
Baldy, are we back to this league belongs to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and everybody else is playing for second place?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Andy's right now, like, you know what he's like, Jason. I mean, you give him Rashee Rice after he's been out for 6 weeks, along with Hollywood and Xavier and Tyquan Thornton and Travis, like, he's just enjoying himself tinkering with 10 new plays getting ready for the next game. And they look like they're going to be unstoppable because – maybe the left tackle position is, it's a little questionable about what's going on there. But Jalen Moore has played well. And so I think everybody else is looking up at Kansas City like we have for decades right now.
Baldy, I want to go to the game. I think it's Sunday night. Steelers hosting the Packers and Aaron Rodgers facing his former team, the Packers. And the Steelers defense has been dreadful of late. Micah Parsons coming off a 3-sack performance. Can Green Bay go into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers?
Well, look, I mean, what Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Yosef Osh did to that Steelers defense, it's remarkable that you could stay in man coverage like that. Like all game, and everybody's getting torched by Jamar. Like they just took turns, whether it was Slay or Ramsey or, you know, Porter. I mean, at some point you just go, let's just play an umbrella defense, keep everything in front of us. And they kind of refused to do that. So they didn't really adjust very good. They've had problems against the run this year. But honestly, if Pittsburgh doesn't do better than what Arizona did to Micah Parsons, and you just leave Micah one-on-one with any of their tackles, Fatano, Broderick Jones, it doesn't matter. Like, he's going to get to Aaron Rodgers and probably change the game like he did last week. Arizona's going down the field to win that game, and Micah Parsons ruined their chances. And so if you don't have a game plan for him every play, he's a unique player. And Aaron Rodgers is not going to get away from him if he wins his battle against whatever tackle he's going against. And so they better have a game plan for him every single player, or Aaron Rodgers is going to suffer in that, in that game that he's looking forward to.
This is obviously the ultimate team sport, but we've seen some individuals come back and have immediate impacts, even if it hasn't been like crazy in the box score, right? We mentioned Rice, and it's not like he's catching a million balls deep downfield, but we know what he does to defend them. George Kittle didn't have a target in that game the other night, but my God, they ran outside zone. Like, I haven't seen them run outside zone in a long time, and that's got a lot to do with him. And I bring that up because it sounds like, feels like Joe Alt's going to play tonight for the Chargers. And can his return do for them some of the things we've seen some of these other guys do for their teams?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I mean, but, even without Joe Alt last week and, and getting thumped out there, you know, what Indianapolis did, you know, Justin Herbert still threw for over 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's gotten hit more than any other quarterback in the league, and he's thrown for more yards. I mean, he's just a beast right now. But Joe Alt makes a difference, to your point. I thought it was interesting you brought up George Kittle, because I've watched that game carefully, Jason, and it's not like he was great at the point of attack, but I feel like just him and Juice on the field together, it's like Christian McCaffrey had the best game he's had in 2 years. And maybe just seeing those guys out there, that he got better lanes and he got more creases than he's had, and he looked really fresh and spry jumping through those holes. And so maybe just seeing those guys in the huddle and seeing the eye formation and some of the things that he's used to seeing, that might have made a difference. But to answer your big question, if Joe Alt's out there, I mean, they've had 7 offensive tackles play this year.
Yeah.
And some of them weren't in the league when we started the season this year. Bobby Hart, some other guys. So it's going to trend in the right direction for the Chargers offensively if he's out there.
Baldy, let's finish with the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Flacco. And after their win Thursday night, they host the Jets Sunday. With a win against the Jets, they get back to 500. Seemed like a couple weeks ago people were talking about the Bengals being sellers. Are you now buying the Bengals? Could they be buyers at the deadline?
It's not really what they do. You know, but if they get to 500, I mean, I don't think they're going to be sellers. I know if they're going to be buyers, but they're not going to be sellers. They're not going to, Trey Henderson isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And they won a game, you know, against Pittsburgh without him. But that's just because the offense was just that prolific. If they take care of business against the Jets and Joe Flacco can continue to win, help them win games, and he covers a lot of mistakes and a lot of deficiencies on defense that they have, they could get back in the race. It was phenomenal to watch what Joe did. I mean, that was an all-timer, even for Joe. I mean, that's as good as we've ever seen him play. And that was, I don't know, if he was there for 10 days and doing that. He didn't even know what some of the plays were. He just used his instincts. I'm not sure how that all got done, but that's a Netflix special waiting to happen.
Baldy, scale of 1 to 10, how much are you buying the Indianapolis Colts as an AFC power?
I would say a 10, Jason.
Wow.
Like, I can't find a weakness.
Yeah.
You know, just talking to Lou Anarumo a couple weeks ago, he thought there were some things that they had to correct, and I don't think defensively they're a juggernaut. But offensively, I haven't seen that team slip. In fact, that game against the Rams when I was out there, they should have beaten the Rams that day.
Yeah.
The receiver made some knucklehead plays, but they got the league's leading rusher. The offensive line is good. The quarterback doesn't make mistakes. The play caller, Shane Steichen, is elite. Like, I think they are for real. I don't think they're going to slip and come back to the pack right now. I think everybody is going to be looking up at them. They go to Pittsburgh, I think, next week. And if Pittsburgh takes care of business, that could be, you know, a real maybe a prelude to what we might see in January. But they look like they're for real for me.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll chat next week.
You got it, guys. Take care, man.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, and we'll continue talking NFL football next as we look at the league at large. And Justin Fields responds to Woody Johnson. We'll hear from Sean Payton, maybe a little Roger Goodell. It's league at large next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.